when you really look at these things, you look, begin to see this pathway gets narrow. Jesus said it's narrow. You can't walk in the world and live where He wants you to live. You got to walk that straight and narrow path. And I'm going to tell you, to do that, you just about got to turn off television, radio, newspaper, magazines. You got to turn off the world. If you turn off the world, then you could walk that straight and narrow path. But if you don't, you can't. Okay, let's go to the next couple of verses here. Now we're going to talk about, in these verses 15 through 20, we're going to talk about the tree, or you. He calls us trees, people. That's who He's talking about. When Jesus refers to a tree, He's talking about you and me. So He says there, after this narrow pathway and the broad pathway, He says, but beware of false prophets who come disguised as harmless sheep, but are really wolves that will tear you apart. In other words, you don't have to. There's a, you know, a wolf, a guy that comes to church, and he said, oh, that's okay. You come down this aisle and accepted Jesus as your Savior when you was 10. You're okay. If you want to go out when you get to college age and run around and sow a few wild oats and drink and smoke and sleep around with others, it's not a big problem. You're saved. God understands. I'm telling you, that guy's a false prophet. He don't line up with what the book says, does he? But there's a lot of people that'll tell you that. But it says, beware of false prophets. Beware of these guys who come disguised as harmless sheep. Some of them's on television even. You have to be careful who you watch. But they are really wolves that will tear you apart. You can detect them by the way they act. God's telling us how we can tell. Just as you can identify a tree by its fruit. He refers to us as trees. So He's saying here you can identify them or their type of tree by its fruit. You don't pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles, do you? When you go out to pick grapes, what do you look for? A grapevine. A good, healthy grapevine. The one that's got great, big, beautiful, luscious grapes on it, right? That's what you want. Okay, verses 17 and 18. A healthy tree produces good fruit, and an unhealthy tree produces bad fruit. Now, if you're a healthy tree in the kingdom of God, what's going to be coming out of your mouth? Good things. That's exactly right. Good things. You ain't going to be like the guy that here a few years ago, I was sitting in my office, and when I was a regional engineer, and a guy come in to talk to me about some equipment, and we're sitting there, and as we got through talking about what we're talking about equipment, I started talking to him about Jesus. Are you a Christian? Well, yeah. I said, you go to church? Well, not very much. But we started getting into things, and I said, well, if you don't, it can cause all kinds of problems. You know, I said, Jesus loves you, and He wants you to go to church. And he said, well, you know, I got this problem with my son. And I'm just embarrassed to be around him. I said, what do you mean? He said, he just hung up on women. I said, how old is he? He said, about 17. He said, all he can do, if a pretty girl comes by, he just glares at her. He said, look at that woman. Well, boy, isn't that something? I said, son. You know, and all of a sudden, one of our secretaries that was pretty nice, she walked by my window. And he's talking to me, and when he stopped talking, he watched her all the way by. And then he come back, started talking to me, and in just a few minutes she started to come back, and he caught her, and he stopped talking again, and he watched her till she was out of sight. He said, wow, that's nice, isn't it? I said, I'm going to tell you what's wrong with your son. Dad's the problem. I said, that's what you've done. And so these picked that up from you. I said, see, you're not going to church, and that's what you're doing. You're teaching your son the wrong way. See, isn't it amazing? But a healthy tree, if he had been a healthy tree in the Word of God, studying the Word of God, would he have been interested in another woman? Not at home. He's married. He's got one at home. The only, it's like me this morning. Yesterday, I got up and we got on the way to the funeral, and Cheryl was dressed up in a beautiful outfit. And I went to open the door for her and everything, put her in the car and shut the door and come around and got in. We start down the road and she says, we get about halfway to the church. She said, well, you really blew it today. You really missed the mark today. I said, what did I do wrong? You have not told me I'm beautiful yet. I thought, oh my lands, I thought I did everything right and still missed the mark. Now, you know, I got a feeling that's the way it is between me and Jesus a whole lot of the time. I think I'm pleasing him, and he's saying, you missed it, son. You reckon he thinks that about you and me, Ernest? I'm sure he does. You missed it. You haven't spent enough time with me today. You know, I told you to love me and put me first, and you haven't even talked to me today. You know, so anyway, this morning when I got up, I mean, when she got up, I'd been up a long time. I went back in there, and she's just barely about halfway dressed, don't have her hair done, no makeup on or nothing. I run up and grabbed her and bound her. I said, turn around here, you beautiful woman, and kiss me. I said, I'm going to get a head start on this today. See, there's a lesson to be learned in that, and what we should do with Jesus every day too, right? Amen. We're to put the King first. When you wake up in the morning, what should be the first thing on your lips? Lord, I love you. Praise you, Lord. I thank you. It says, a good tree can't produce bad fruit. Now, do you want to be a good tree?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. You want to be a good tree and you want to produce good fruit, right? A good tree can't produce bad fruit, and a bad tree can't produce good fruit. Well, let me tell you, I don't want to be a bad tree. Because if I'm a bad tree, what's going to come out of me? If I have fed into my heart all week the junk of the world, the television, the radio, all that stuff, guess what's coming out of my mouth? The bad junk of the world. That's right. Let's go to the next two verses. So every tree that does not... Now, this is really scary. How many trees?
Every
tree that does not produce good fruit is chopped down and thrown into the fire. I don't want to be chopped down, and I sure don't want to be thrown into the fire. Do you? You know, I don't, but well, yes, the way to identify a tree or a person, now we're really getting down to it, is by the kind of fruit that is produced. Are you producing good works for the kingdom of God? I hope so. Because if you're not, what might he do with your tree? He might cut it down and throw it in the fire. Now, there's something I do not want to do. I mean, even at 69, and it looks like Cheryl said today was my 69th birthday. I am really 19, you know. And don't let anybody kid you. I am 19 and on fire for Jesus. But let me tell you, I don't want, if I was 19 or 69, either one, either way you want to look at it, I don't want my tree chopped down yet. I am not through serving the King. I feel like I got a lot of good years left to serve the King. And I want to produce good fruit on this kingdom, don't you? And so, if I'm a good person, and who's going to make me good?
Jesus.
That the Holy Word of God is where I'm going to learn how to be that good person. And that's where I'm going to learn how to produce good fruit. So if I'm good to people, treat them right, and do everything like the Lord tells me, and do unto others as I would have them do unto me, then I'm going to reap good things. And I don't have to be sick and afflicted. You know, now, we don't realize that when we're not doing good things for people, we're doing bad things. We're opening the door for that devil to come in and torment us and make us sick and do all those bad things. So you want to make sure that you walk the straight and narrow path. Because Jesus is the one who said this, right?
Yes, sir.
And you want to make sure that once you're walking the straight and narrow path, that you're not just walking the path and not paying attention to business. You want to be producing what, Tom?
Good fruit.
Good fruit while you walk that narrow path, right?
Yes.
Hey, that's exactly where I want to walk. Now, is God a respecter of persons? Somebody said, well, me and God's got a deal. You know, I mean, yeah, I walked down that aisle when I was 8. And I supposedly made him my Savior, but now then, you know, I want to go out in the world and have a good time. You know, Jesus understands, you know, I ain't got time to go to church on Sunday. I'd rather go to whatever.
The football game.
You know, or whatever. I'd rather do this or that. you know, and of course, you don't make any difference. I go down to the football game, drink a little, and pay, you know, all that high dollar for the beer and the popcorn and all that stuff. And I pay $150 for a seat and $20 to park and all that stuff. You know, after all, after I do all that, I hadn't got money, you know, left, so I couldn't possibly drive out to church. Well, if there's no fruit being produced for the kingdom, what did he say? Eventually, it's going to happen to your tree. You're going to cut it down, and where are you going to wind up? In the fire. That's like the story I heard about the boy that his wife kept trying to get him to go to church on Sunday, and he'd bought a new boat. He told her, said, "Honey, you go to church, take the kids. I ain't got time. I'm going to the lake, go fishing." You know, church is for wives and kids, you know. It's not for us big boys, you know. We don't have to go to church. So he's out there on the lake, and he's fishing, and all of a sudden his cell phone rings. And he answers, "Hello," and he says, "Who?" "God. This is God? What am I doing out here on the lake? It's Sunday. Lord, well, Lord, I'm out here enjoying my new boat." "What is that, Lord?" "Where I'm going, there ain't going to be no water. I ain't going to need this boat." More people need to get a phone call like that, don't they? That would have a tendency to straighten you up. But you know, the Word says that, doesn't it? It says it so clear. Now, if you produce good fruit, in fact, I'll give you an example, a worldly example of that. When I was a younger man, I used to work in the business world as a mechanic. I had a young man that lived in Dallas, and I had a little shop over in Louisville. And when he wanted that Corvette worked on, he would bring it to me, and he would bring a friend so he could drive him back to Dallas. And he'd leave the car with me all day, and he never, after the first trip, somebody told him about me, and he brought his car up, and I fixed it and charged him whatever. And after that, he never asked me anything about what it's going to cost or nothing. He says, "When it's ready, I need this, this, this. When it's ready, give me a call." And I would. And he'd come get it, and he'd pay me the bill. And every time he'd pay the bill, he'd always throw in a little extra. I said, "You know, you give me too much money." He said, "No." He said, "If I took this to the Corvette dealer in Dallas," he said, "what you charged me wouldn't even begin to pay the bill down there." And he said, "Down there, I never know what I'm going to get." He said, "Out here, I've come to realize that when you work on my car, I know it's fixed."
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.